Radio.
Concerning women, I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is a delight and my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for tuning in. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m., so tell all your friends about us. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that focuses on women, their issues, their families, and it's not just for women. We have men on our show, and we talk to men about what we are expecting from them to help us in our lives. Men are so important to who we are and how we stand shoulder to shoulder to seek what God has ordained for each and every one of us. And we're just so happy that you can join us once again on Issues Concerning Women. We're excited tonight. I have an exciting show for you. So I want you to get your pencils and paper ready, sit back and relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome, welcome to Issues Concerning Women. Tonight, our topic is going to be the vision principle of planning. I have a new audio that's coming out. It's a two audio set, so you might want to skip that, and you can do that by calling me at 757-567-6734, or you can go to my website next week. So it'll be running next week. Go to www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And we'll have the form on there so you can click on it and get the two audio set of their power and the plan. We are so excited about what God is doing and issues concerning women, how he's moving us forward, how he's opening so many doors for us. It's just so exciting. I am ecstatic to be with you once again. And if you would like to call into the show tonight, the number is 1-347-826-7543. You can also go into the chat room. I've opened that up tonight, and we hope it's going to work properly. I usually have a little bit of a problem with that, but you know I'm going to keep working on it until I get it right, and we just thank God for allowing us to be on internet radio, and we're learning all these things about technology and how we can move forward and make our lives better, not only our lives, but those that are listening to the broadcast, and those that call me and interact with me. We're building the This Is Concerning Women's network, so we want you to be a part of that, and we're just so excited. God has just been so good to me. I just can't tell you enough about it. So I want to read a little bit from the new book, There's Power in a Plan. The book is going to be available in April, and if we can get everything printed and ready. But the two CD set is ready, which is first part of the book, and then the audio workbook. So if you're interested in getting that, you know, just give me a call at 757-567-6734 or go to the website in 1 week, and it should be available for you to place your orders. There's power in the plan. There are constant factors in our lives that we are always trying to learn or achieve to grow. We want to surround ourselves with people who have and who want to succeed. You have an idea for a great new business, or you want to be promoted to an executive position or be more social and involved in your family. But where do you begin? I encourage you to follow your dreams, to do what you love, and to learn as much as you can. Use the principles in this book to gain the knowledge you need and apply what you learn in all areas of your life. Then share it with others. Starting a business has been a vision that I've had and worked on for many years. Everything that I have done has prepared me for this time in our lives. Our lives are filled with a diverse group of friends, business associates, and relationships that we can learn from each other and develop our skills. We are driven by our desire to serve, to open the lines of communication, to form lasting friendships, and achieve excellence in all that we do. I hope that you enjoy the book, apply the principles, and have a more abundant life. I have experienced a great deal on this journey. I have learned a lot from reading, listening, and lots of trial and error. I've had the pleasure of living an extraordinary life, and I will always be grateful for each endeavor. I thank God each and every day for his grace and his mercy, for I know without my faith and his guidance, nothing is possible. We're going to go into a little bit of the book, and the first chapter is called The Power to Dream. Many books have been written on this topic, but I want to present a simple and easy-to-read work that you can apply. No matter what your situation, education, or skills, I wanted to open this piece with terms that were not difficult to understand. In accessing the topic, you can expect to make some changes, but first we must discuss what your dreams are and how to achieve them. Your dream is to be successful, but you wonder why so few people truly have financial success. If we live in a nation that has an abundance of riches, why are only a few people achieving any lasting success? You have worked hard all your life, but you still have none of the rewards for your dedication, determination, and loyalty. You often hear people say that successful folks are just different or lucky, and that they never had to do what others had to do. They were born with a silver spoon in their mouth. Then you hear that unsuccessful people didn't come from the right families. They came from the wrong side of the tracks, and they didn't have the privileges of a great education or going to college. You know, these are just excuses that are used for not succeeding. No more excuses. You cannot blame others or outside circumstances for your lack of success. As long as you hide behind the curtain of despair, you have no power to fulfill your dream of success. You will continue to do nothing to change your life. You will not start your own business or advance in your career. Don't allow your past to complicate your future. This is a very important factor because whatever happened to you in the past has nothing to do with your future. If you use the power to dream and don't look for excuses to explain what you can't do, I believe you can accomplish your goals. You can do anything you wish to do once you set your mind to it. This is your first change. You must have a different mindset and believe in yourself. If you believe it, you will be successful. Whatever your skills, background, or education, you can change your life. You have the power to dream big and to take control of your actions. It's time to enjoy everything that this wonderful world has to offer. It's time to be blessed. And that's just a little excerpt from the book. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm so excited about what is going to come forth from the book and all the things that we're going to be doing. We're planning some special things in the next few months. We're going to have a prayer breakfast in Norfolk, Virginia at the Murray Center, and it's going to be on May the 14th, 2011. And it starts at 9 a.m. So if you go to the website, it's listed there, and there will be more information for you on that particular program. Then in June 4th, we're going to be at the Central Library in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and we're going to do a workshop for writers and authors. So you don't want to miss that. If you're in the Hampton Roads area or if you're traveling during that particular time in June, we want you to come on by and visit us. We would love to have you. And also you can go to the website, and that's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and it will give you the upcoming events. In the month of May, and this is still in the works, we're going to have a seminar in Martinsville, Virginia. So we're excited about that. So if you're in the Martinsville, Virginia area, or Richmond or Roanoke, because you're all there together, you can come on down and visit us there. The location is going to be announced within the next week because we're still working on that. We had contact today with the people in Martinsville. So we are really, truly excited about issues concerning women. We're on the move. We're excited. We're doing the city tours, and we're starting right here in our hometown, but we're going to be visiting other cities. If you would like for issues concerning women to come to your town, please contact us. You can do that by telephone me at 757-567-6734, or you can go to the website and leave a message there, or you can leave a message on Blog Talk Radio because we do have a message board. So we want you to participate in issues concerning women. We want to build our network. We want to be a community in every city, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. We want to become international because Issues Concerning Women is an organization that you can get in touch with who you are, where you want to go. We have different formats that we're using. We're getting this technology thing down pat, and we're working with some wonderful people that are going to be able to help us get some things done. So we're just really, really excited about that. We are going to list the things on the website, so just keep going back to it, and then you'll know that what we're doing, where we're going to be, and what cities we're going to be in. So please invite us. We would love to come to your city and just talk to you about what you're doing, your plans for the future, and how issues concerning women can help you. And even if you're already in an organization, we can still come. We have dynamic speakers that come to do workshops and seminars and help you develop your group. So don't just think we're just coming to promote issues concerning women, but we're coming to support any organization that has a positive message that is going to empower women, men, and families in our young teens to move forward and have a more abundant life. So that's our goal for 2011. We're on the move, and we want you to move right along with us. So give us your feedback. Let us know what you're thinking and how we can come to your city and help you. This is some great stuff going on in issues concerning women. Tonight I wanted to talk a little bit more about planning and the power in the plan, because you have to have a plan. And sometimes we forget about that. We are so busy and we're doing all of these things and we're not getting anything done. Why? Because we didn't plan it out. So you definitely want to stay on course. You want to do what God has ordained for you to do. It's okay to help others. That's wonderful. We don't have a problem with that, but we need for you to be able to do what God has ordained for you, because there's a calling on your life as well. He just didn't put you here just to sit idly by and twiddle your thumbs and do nothing. He wanted you to do more than you ever expected that you could do. He gave you gifts and talents that he wanted you to use, and sometimes we don't use them because we're thinking that, no, it's not for me, or I don't want to be in the public eye, but there's so many things that you can do. You don't necessarily have to be a speaker or a writer. You can do other things behind the scenes. You can be the person that promotes somebody else. You can be the PR person. You can be the marketing person. You can help another business grow, and by doing that, you're going to hone on your skills that you have and your abilities. If you're computer savvy and you love this computer work and and learning all this new technology and working with the websites, I would surely like to talk to you because that's not something that I love to do, but I'm learning, and God has manifested it in me to move forward with it and not be afraid of it, because a lot of times we don't do something because we're afraid of it. And, you know, fear causes pain. And if you're afraid of something, it's a pain in the neck. You know, it's not, you know, you may not be sick and down in your bed, but it's a pain. When you can't figure it out and you're afraid to try it, you won't try it. Or if you do try, you was like, you say, I can't do this. And then it causes you pain because you want to move forward so badly. So don't let anything hold you back. I talk about that in the book, about how our fears and phobias keep us from moving forward and doing the things that we want to do. The one thing I want to talk to you tonight about planning is visualize in your head what you want to do and make it crystal clear exactly what you want, what you desire, and what your goals are. So what I'm saying is you must be able to see it in your, when you close your eyes, what is that thing that you want to do? What is that thing that's tugging on your heart that you've been wanting to do all your life, but you just were afraid to do it, or you didn't think you had the skills to do it, or you didn't think you were educated enough? I was watching a program tonight, and a pastor was on, I think it was CDN, and she was saying she was on a plane, and somebody, she was sitting next to this guy. He was, you know, a brainiac, and, you know, he had all these degrees, and she listened to him because the flight was going to be long, so she didn't want to be rude. And when he finished telling her how wonderful he was, she told him that she was a pastor. And he said, well, what qualifications do you have? What degrees do you have? What certifications? You know, what school did you go to? And if you didn't go to seminary, how are you qualified to be a pastor? But what she had to say for him and to him was exciting and wonderful. She said, I had a teacher. He said, well, you talk good, so I believe that you had a teacher. I believe that you believe what you're saying. You know, you must have learned it from somebody. So, you know, what happened? You know, she said, I had the Holy Spirit living on the inside of me. Oh, that surely got me excited tonight, because what we have on the inside of us can move us to do things that we never thought that we can do. Now, this woman has preached all over the world, and this man here is asking her all these questions about who told her it was okay for her to do it. But you know what? Once God has called you to do something, once he has given you that gift, nobody can tell you that you cannot do it. If you visualize it, you know that this is your clear calling, that this is your plan, this is your want, this is your desire. Nobody and nothing can stop you. What I'm trying to say is you must be able to see it in your mind's eye. So if you close your eyes and you visualize where you want to be and what you want to do, and you can see yourself doing it, then by all means, do it. Write it down. Don't let anything stop you. Another inspirational person that was on TV the other day was Jennifer Hudson. She's a young lady, and you know, she's an R&B singer, but she said something that was profound as well. She said that what was different about her now, she was being interviewed, and they asked her, what was different about her now that wasn't about her 3 years ago? So where she is now, what's so different? So her answer was, she made up in her mind at the beginning of this year that she was going to do whatever she wanted to do. Whatever her dream was, she was not going to let anything hold her back and anything stop her. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that exciting? When you have on the inside of you everything that you need, because God equips you with everything that you need, and you have it there, and you are just waiting, and you're waiting and waiting, but then you get the revelation that, you know what? What am I waiting for? This is my time. It doesn't matter what the economy is doing. It doesn't matter who doesn't think I can do this. It doesn't matter if they look at me with a squinch eye and ask, who do I think I am? But if you have it in your heart and you know that this is for you and you're ready to move forward, then you do it. You don't let anything stop you. So that's what I'm saying. Visualize in your mind your dreams, your desires. Make it crystal clear. Write down what you want. You know the Bible says make it plain. You know, write it down and make it plain. What can be simpler than that? The next thing that we want you to do in your planning is the first thing in the morning, before you even get out of bed, you're going to go to your Heavenly Father and ask Him what it is that He ordains for you to do on this particular day. What is it that you have to do to be the best you that you can be? And after you do your morning affirmations and you just tell yourself, you know, I can do this. I am extraordinary. I am a winner. I am a great leader. I can be successful. I can be organized. Don't let anything stop you from doing what you want to do. Just know that God has ordained it for you. It's in His will, and then you'll be able to move forward in that. And this is so exciting, you know, once we do this, because with any affirmation, once you keep saying it over and over and over again, you start to believe that thing in your heart. You know, it's like, oh, my goodness, I just feel good about this. I have joy about this. And this works for any part of your life, whether it's in your business, your career, or your personal life. If your marriage is going through some problems right now, and before you hit that floor in the morning and you just want to say, Lord, I want to have a good marriage. I want to be a good wife. I want to be a good husband. I want to have strong relationships. I want to be able to hear when someone is speaking to me, when they're saying things that I don't like. I want to hear the good that they're saying. I want to be able to take it in and process it and then move forward. I don't want to be angry. I want to have joy. I want my marriage to be a successful marriage. I want my relationships to be strong. I want them to be honest and to be loyal. You know, and because you have to exude these things first before they will come back to you. Oh, I know I'm probably sounding preachy, but that's okay because I'm so excited about the joy that we have. And we want to share that with others in our personal lives. So it's not just all about business. That's not what I do. I talk about all aspects of your life, because you know you cannot be successful in one area and then be lacking in others. You can't be a successful business person and then your marriage is falling apart. You have to have the abundance in all your areas. You know, you have to become full circle. You have to know that God has ordained all of this for you. You know, yes, we do are going to make mistakes. Yes, we're going to lose our tempers, and we're going to not always listen when our husbands and wives are talking, or our bosses are getting on our nerves. But you know what? How can you turn that thing around? How can you change that? And if you have a boss that is a micromanager, change, you can change that. You can go into work tomorrow morning as you're driving there and you did your affirmations, and you know you're going to go in there and you're going to say, you know what? I know we haven't gotten along that great. I know it's been some tension in the office, but let's turn this thing around. What can I do to make it easier for you to get your job done? What can I do to help you so that you, you know, and in your heart you're saying, what can I do to help myself? But they don't have to know that, because when you're helping them, you're helping yourself, because you're making it easier for you to come to work each day. I remember when I used to drive to work, and I used to just pray that it would be just a good day, that when I hit the door, they just didn't hit me with 1,000 files and problems and questions, because I worked at a law firm and it was always something going on there. Each and every day was never dull, I can tell you that, but it was always chaos and drama. And it was not from my clients. It was from the people that worked in the building. They would come to work with, oh, so much devastation and so much drama going on in their lives that they didn't even have the time or the opportunity to say to other people, good morning. They didn't even know how to go on with their lives. They had no idea. They didn't know how to be friendly or how to talk to somebody. They just did not know. So that was amazing to me. So I, you know, each day I would go in and I would pray all the way there, and then I would just ask God to show me how to have a wonderful day, how the I could be make a difference in their life, how I, if I changed my attitude, then their attitudes would change. But, you know, we continue to learn as we grow, and we grow as we learn, and we're able to move forward and know all the wonderful things that can happen once we have that joy. Next, we're going to talk about your dreams, how they can come true and your goals can become a reality. And the one thing you must do to have these things come true is you must be motivated. You must have inspiration, and you must be able to inspire others. You also must have gratification. You must be willing to thank the Lord each and every day for what he has given you and to let you know, just where you are and to say, you know what, I'm a good person. I can do these things. I can persevere. I can let nothing stop me. I can and I will. And I will take the steps necessary so that whatever is going on in my life, I'll be able to bounce back from that. You know, like I said, every day is not going to be a good day. Every day is not going to be roses and coming up roses. But, you know, it's just wonderful that we're able to plan our lives once it has been given to us. Any successful endeavor is accomplished by wise planning, and we must remember that. The benefits of planning is life will be so much more rewarding when you plan. Life becomes more strategic. It becomes exciting. It fulfills you. It brings you to another level of yourself. It rises you up with self-esteem. It gives you the excitement, and the excitement of the plan will become the center of your interest, pushing you to climb higher levels of realization and personal rewards. Now, isn't this wonderful? This is a wonderful benefit. I hope that you get this. Life will be more rewarding when you plan. Your life will be more orderly and meaningful with the possibility to be promoted to higher levels and more important projects. You know, you have the ability to change your life forever from this day forward. And we always say that, but you do, because yesterday is gone forever. Today is a new day. So you worry about where you are right now, and not in the worry of, you know, stressing out and being depressed, but where I am right now, changing my life for the better, moving forward. You can measure your progress, and the plan becomes the rules to follow. It is a particular responsibility that you now have. You have responsibilities, and now you are accountable because you put it out there into the atmosphere. You said, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to have joy. I'm not going to let anything stop me. And this is just so great. It is just so wonderful, you know, to have a plan in place. There's power in the plan. You have seen effective people simply do things a little bit more different than you do them. Why? Because they set goals, they have strategies, they're wanting to learn, they're willing to do what it takes to get what they want. They don't procrastinate, and that's another thing that we do. We procrastinate, we won't do what we need to do, and I'm guilty too, so it's not, I'm just not telling it to you. Everything that I say is for me too, because I do that sometimes. I'm like, okay, I need to get this done. But I like the pressure sometimes of the deadline, you know, and getting and doing it and not having anything stand in my way. So sometimes I think I do it on purpose, but that also can be a sabotage. So don't do that. So don't procrastinate. Get it done early so you can sit back and enjoy the rewards. See, I'm telling you this because I already know what I've done in the past that has caused me problems. When I procrastinate, it always becomes a problem. Even though I think I can get it done, and most of the time I do, but sometimes I fall short. Why? Because I didn't follow the plan. If you don't know where you're going, any path you will take will get you there. But planning is like aiming at a target. Setting good goals means practicing, advancing, and following the steps of the plan. When your mind is focused on the purpose, you will have a chance of reaching most of your goals. This is so exciting. You know, I got so much to tell everybody about the vision, about there's power in the plan, but you know, it's almost time for us to go. I have one more minute, so I want to give you the web address again, which is www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. You can call me after this show at 757-567-6734. It's been a delight to be with you again. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I hope that you will come back next week and join us. It's been my pleasure as always, and we just hope that you enjoyed the show. Tell a friend about it. God bless you, and good night.